Y'all remember the movie Casablanca? I think it was just on this past week or two on TCM again. It's a great classic movie, and I've seen it countless times. Remember the scene when Ilsa shows up in Rick's bar? Now, for all of you classic movie buffs, do you remember Rick's classic line? What does he say about that? Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she has to choose mine. Now, he may say it like her choice of coming into his bar is a burden. It was a choice she made to choose him, and he acts put out by it till you know the rest of the story. But you know that really deep down inside, he's very glad that she chose him. You know, I think we've all had bad experiences with not being chosen for something. Anyone not get chosen for something they wanted to be chosen for? Anyone ever been the last person chosen, like in gym class or something, for a side? You know what that's like. Maybe it's that time you sat in agony as sides are being chosen for a game and you were that last person. You weren't even chosen, right? It was just by default. You happened to be the last guy or girl and you had to go on whosoever team it was time. Remember that feeling of not being selected and how it made you feel? Or maybe it was a time you weren't asked out by that guy you hope with all your might would ask you out. Or when the girl turned you down when it took you forever to get up the courage to ask her to go out with you. Remember how that felt? Painful. Or that job you really wanted and they gave it to someone else. But what about the time you were chosen for something really special? Like that college acceptance letter that finally came to the college that was your first choice? Or when your future spouse said yes when you proposed? Or you finally landed your dream job after all that searching and they called to say that you had the job? Or you made the team after so much effort trying out? Remember that feeling of being chosen? To be chosen because we're loved or wanted or needed or because we're special? That's something that we all long for, to be chosen just because of who we are. Some of the best and some of the worst moments of our lives, I think, have to do with being chosen. It's a pretty ego-bruising thing to not be chosen, especially when we're chosen not because we're good enough or smart enough or pretty enough, but just because of who we are, right? That's a good feeling of being chosen then, when you're chosen just because of who you are. What a wonderful feeling to be chosen, to know that we're important to someone, that we're valued, that we're desirable, that someone chose us, not got left with us, but chose us. Being chosen is important stuff. Now, today in our text, we hear that the Son of God, the Christ, the chosen one of God, has chosen us, and chosen us not simply to be servants, but to be his friends. And this without even seeking after him, without us even choosing him. That's incredible to me, incredible and wonderful. We, you and I, are of value, of worth to Jesus, the Son of the living God. And I want you to think about that for a minute and think about what that means. Just let it sink in for a minute. You know, I go through this with our confirmands every year. What's one of the first things I ask you guys? Why does God love you, right? Trick question. And what's the answer, Izzy? It's not because you're the best or the brightest or the goodest, right? He chooses you just because he chooses you, because that's his choice. Christ chooses you and me to be his friends. Of all the people in all the world, good or bad, Jesus chooses us. And not by default either. Not because we were the only ones left on the bench. He chose us for no other reason than he loves us. Now, I'm sure you've had the experience of being told by someone that they love you or they think you're special, and you've had a hard time accepting that. Not because of their behavior, but because of your own behavior, your sense of your inadequacy, your sense of sinfulness, your lack of ability. Too often we turn away the love of others, not because of anything in them that puts us off, but because of things inside of us, because of the fear that the friendship being promised to us is something we think we're not worthy of, that it's something we don't deserve, and that someday that other person will find out exactly what's wrong with us that makes us unworthy. Because of the fear that the other person will end up discovering the truth about us, whatever we think the truth is, and turn away from us when we need the most. So many of us are frightened, afraid, uncertain that even when we're chosen, we don't feel the joy that being chosen can bring to us. Anyone ever feel that way, even when you're chosen? And sometimes we're just plain old suspicious, uncertain of ourselves, afraid that when we're chosen, we get to thinking that we've been chosen not for ourselves, but what we can do for the person who's chosen us. That's just our own silly fear or suspicious nature. We're too conditioned to believe that if an offer sounds too good to be true, then it's got to be true, right? That's the nature of all scams. Hear and believe the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. You were chosen. Chosen by Christ. God's chosen one. He wants you. Not for what you can or cannot do. Not for your abilities. Not for your worthiness. But because he loves you and wants to show his love to you and through you to others. He knows who you are, and he calls you. He knows what you've done and what you will do, and he chooses you. He chooses you not to be his servant, not to be his slave, but to be his friend. And that is Christ's love for us, the love of the Father for each one of us. That's what it says in today's reading. Jesus calls those of us who have been following him, those of us who have been listening to him, those of us who have been trying to do what he asks of us, whether we've done it well or done it poorly, he calls us his friends. I don't call you slaves or servants any longer, he says, but I call you friends. Now that's something we need to keep reminding ourselves of. That's something we need to keep repeating in our minds over and over again, until we believe that in our very soul of souls, down to our very core. I do not call you slaves or servants any longer, but I call you friends. You know, the word that John uses for slave or servant of God in this passage is a word that gets lost to our modern ears. When we hear slave, we think of something very negative, because the word slave has bad connotations in our history and in the 21st century. But the word slave here, as Christ used it, isn't a word of derision or shame. It was a title of honor. It was a highly trusted and respected servant, the person who was given total and absolute control over his master's household and their belongings. And yet Jesus says, I have something even greater for you than this. You are no longer to be called my slaves. Instead, I call you friends. He offers us an intimacy with God that is unheard of. Jesus freely gives us the title of friend, not a servant or slave, but a close personal friend, now and forever. And Christ calls us to be his friends. He's chosen us for that role, that position, that intimacy, even when we don't deserve it. And even when we have no right to claim that on our own. And that's a mind-boggling thing. Confirmands, remember that every single day of your life 100 times, that Christ calls us friends, even when we don't deserve it. We've been given by Christ the privilege of entering into the presence of God boldly and speak with Him on intimate terms. We're allowed to see what's in God's heart, to share His joys and concerns, and we're told that He will listen to those things that we carry in our hearts, those things that excite us and those things that disturb us. He knows us, and He loves us, and He's chosen us. He's walked our walk, and He's done it as a friend does, not just to show us the way to do things, but to go along with us on our journey, to be our companion, to be our friend. So rest secure in the promise that Christ has chosen you, that He finds you worthwhile, that He values you, that He thinks you're important, that He wants you for His friend. And rejoice in it. Take joy in it that Christ wants you to have that joy. Remember that God has chosen you to be His friends, despite the fact that you and I did not choose Him first. And confirmands, you're listening to this rant of mine one more time. These words are for you as you commit your life to Christ, but they're for all of you. Why does God love and choose you? God only knows. We're not all that lovable or good sometimes. Quentin, thank you for reminding us all of that. And yet, that is the beautiful and life-changing grace of God, that God loves us and God chooses us just because. My brothers and sisters in Christ, hear and believe the good news. God has chosen you long before you ever chose Him. So be at peace. Amen.